Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go!
Woo! It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh my God, I have to turn up the volume.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
Lauren Elena here on K-Frog, who, if you remember, got her start on American Idol.
Yes, and big weekend for American Idol. If you haven't watched last night's season, we will tell you. Spoiler alert, the big winner, Lane Hardy, our country boy, wins on American Idol. We'll talk more about that in the Grab and Go Gossip. Brought to you by Dr. Troy Andreessen at PlasticSurgery.com. That's on the way after 7 o'clock. Kind of bummed our Pomona boy Alejandro didn't win it, but I think it was a little bit of an upset.
Little bit. He was so talented. A lot of the songs he performed last night were his own.
Mm-hmm.
Great songwriter, and his voice is fantastic.
Yeah, I think we will still be seeing a lot of him, even though he didn't win.
Yeah.
All right, how was your weekend?
It was fun.
Yeah?
A lot of baseball. Went to two games, two different stadiums. Saturday, we had the big game at Angel Stadium with the Eli Young Band. Those guys are awesome.
So good.
So much fun. We got to hang out with them before the show, and they were telling us that they got in late. Like, they just got to the stadium before they had to go on.
See, yeah, they were telling us that, and then I went back. I looked at their Instagram story. They still had time to go sit in the suite and watch the game. So I don't feel so bad for them. Yeah, because they made it seem like, oh, we were rushing from the airport here. We just got here. We're like, oh my gosh, that's crazy. Nah, they were kicked back.
I was feeling bad for them.
Yeah, no, don't feel bad for them. No, but they put on an amazing show.
Yeah, got to do that, got to do the intros for them. And then that next morning, I got to take my family out to San Diego to go see the Padres. My dad's a big Pirate fan, as are all of us. So we got to go out there. But the funny thing was, we're driving out there, and it's pouring rain. I'm like, this is weird. It's pouring rain. We're going to go to a baseball game. I don't think they've ever had a rain delay in San Diego.
You jinxed it.
Sure enough, we get there, 30-minute rain delay, and I had to look it up. I was like, okay, has this ever happened before? Because I didn't even know they had a tarp out there in San Diego. So there's only been 6 rain delays in the 15-year history of Petco Park. We were part of one of them.
Yeah, their grounds crew was running out to Home Depot. We need the biggest tarp you have, please.
How was your weekend?
It was good. It was good. Saturday was a lot of fun without at the Angels game and getting up on stage, watching the guys play. It was just a great day. Great family day. Got to bring with the whole family. And then Sunday, we have a sick kid in the house. So,
oh, no.
Yeah. So it was a little stressful in our house trying to keep Carter okay.
Poor guy.
Yeah. So we're battling some sickness. But other than that, we're okay. I'm bummed for him, though, because he got his rained out game last week. So tonight's a makeup game. So he won't be able to play tonight. But it's still raining at my house. So who knows?
I don't think anyone will play.
Yes. This weather is just crazy. All right. It's 5:13 right here on K-Frog.
The only morning show I wake up with.
In the morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Now waking up.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
Sam Hunt here at K-Frog. It's 5:35 at the Wake Up Call. It's Kelly and Anthony. Thank you so much for spending your morning with us. If you're a first-time listener and you don't know too much about us, boy, you're going to find some stuff out now.
Mm-hmm.
It's another round of the wake-up calls. Who would it be? Who's leading things off today?
All right, so here's how it works. We all have a random question that we're going to ask, and the answer is going to be one of the three of us. Now, Marshall's in for Ginny,
right?
So Marshall's fair game on this if you think Marshall will be the person. So someone's going to ask their question, we're going to count to three, and we all shout out our answer. Who would it be? Marshall, do you want to go first?
No, because I think I got something backwards here. So let me rethink this.
Okay, I'll go first. Here we go. Here's my question. Who would be the one of us to star as an extra in Game of Thrones?
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
All right.
One, two, three. Marshall.
Kelly.
Me?
Yeah, you would like. You went to school for TV.
Yeah, you'd not probably acting.
You'd want to be in it, I'm
no,
sure.
No, out of the three of us, the only one that has acting experience is Marshall.
Wow. Well,
yeah. That's true.
Here and there, yeah.
And Marshall would look great in one of those fake fur coats. I could totally see him braving the winter.
Did you watch Game of Thrones, Marshall?
I've seen bits and pieces here and there. When I go to somebody's house, I've caught parts of episodes. I've never seen an entire episode.
Well, you fit right in with us because, we're like the only ones in the world who are not watching the show.
All right, Anthony, you're up.
Okay, so I said I went to a lot of baseball games this weekend, and I know none of us are ones to break the rules, but if we were, who would most likely be the one to run onto the baseball field during a game?
Oh, gosh.
One, two, three.
Me.
Marshall.
Marshall?
I feel like in his heyday, Marshall was crazy. I feel like Marshall would have done, and if you dare Marshall to do something, he would have done it.
Here's the thing, though. If you're going to run on the field, Marshall, are you streaking or are you just running on the field?
That wasn't part of the question. You don't have to
it's
answer
that. It's a bonus question.
I was going to bring that up because back in the day, that was the thing to do.
To go streaking?
Oh, yeah. Streak across the baseball field. Yeah, and wait for the security to, knock you down and take you away. But you got 15 minutes of fame. Come on.
Did you?
So, have you ever, Marshall?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I was like, you know an awful lot about this.
Did you vote for yourself?
I did.
You would get up and run?
If I had enough beer during the game, probably. I'm not a very fast runner, so I'd probably be caught really quick.
It wouldn't be a long run?
Yeah, it wouldn't be long.
Oh, boy.
Do you want to try, Marshall?
Okay, so, sure.
Okay.
Which one of us would, or does look like, or could be a modern country music star?
Hmm. Ooh. Yeah. All right, one, two, three.
And Marshall. Well, thank you, Marshall. Yeah, you got that. Marshall, you could sing anything, and I'd be a fan.
And Marshall just has swagger that nobody knows about. Marshall can say or do anything, and you make it look cool.
Oh boy! Thank you. I've been told that, and I'm red in the face now because I don't take compliments well. But I'm over here sweating.
Well, we could start a duo. I'm in, my man.
Okay, well, cool. Because you're like a Sam Hunt lookalike.
Oh,
well, thank you.
Wow.
I find it funny how many times I get that, even though like our body type is our build is very different. I could not get any smaller than I already am right now. But it's got to be like the scruff and the hat that I wear. So
Marshall just went 3 for 3.
Oh boy,
Marshall's gonna be an extra in Game of Thrones, streaking at the baseball field while starting a country band. That's pretty awesome.
He can
Marshall.
Do it all.
Yeah, baby.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony
in the mornings in the car
on 95.1 K Frog.
Time to take a look at what's trending this morning. With a lot of students graduating or about to graduate, one thing left on their plate are those pesky student loans. Over the weekend, technology investor Robert Smith was giving a commencement speech at Morehouse College in Atlanta when he announced that he was going to wipe out the student debt of the entire graduating class.
That is amazing.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Nearly 400 graduating seniors. The pledge to eliminate the debt with the class of 2019 is estimated to be $40 million.
Wow.
Smith, who received an honorary doctorate from Morehouse during the ceremony, had already announced a $1.5 million gift to the school. Dude's got money.
Yeah.
We know that. But so cool to be giving that to the students as they go into the real world, not having that debt looming over their heads, is amazing.
That is always a huge problem to deal with after college. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah.
Now pay all this
off.
Yeah. All right. This year's Kentucky Derby definitely made headlines with all of its craziness, but Preakness came to play over the weekend with some drama of its own. Straight out of the gate, Bodie Express actually ejected its jockey and went for the lap of a lifetime. The horse ran the course without a rider, like a toddler running away from its mother. And although Bodie Express did cross the line before some of the other horses, never really was a contender for the top spot. The winner of Preakness was War of Will. And I'm looking at all the headlines from Preakness. This is definitely one of the big ones, but we have been so involved in everything going on music-wise, especially with Diplo. Mm. Did you see Diplo making his entrance into Preakness? He was actually doing a DJ'd set at Preakness. He parachuted in before the race, to make his grand entrance.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, Preakness was definitely stepping up its game so that it can get a name like Kentucky Derby and have everybody watching
Diplo's it. Diplo's everywhere. Stagecoach, doing the horses now.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Coming in on a parachute.
I saw the jockey get bucked off right there. I thought, this would be so funny if this horse wins this race. It's going to be like some sort of Disney movie based on a true story.
Right.
No jockey.
Well, and watching it do, like, the lap, it's... Like, he's in it.
He didn't finish last.
He didn't finish last, and he was definitely having a good time. And at one point, you could see they actually sent somebody out to kind of get him off
to
the course.
To try to wrangle him.
But he's in the mix of all the horses, so they just let him run.
I'm finishing this thing.
Right? Let him go. Run, pony, run.
Love the way you do get me started.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Woo!
On 95.1 K-Frog.
Latest from Thomas Rhett, Look What God Gave Her, 95.1 K-Frog. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
And it's time to weigh in on some of the things trending online. Anthony, I know you kind of have a small fear of heights, so I don't know.
Small?
I'm trying to be nice here. So I don't know if either of these are going to be anything you're going to be willing to do. But let me tell you about the first one. Canada just opened up a brand new roller coaster in their Wonderland, and it's already breaking records. This is the world's fastest dive coaster at 80 miles per hour.
Ew.
It's the longest at over 3,000 feet and the tallest at over 245 feet. Ugh. And it also includes a section where you go underground.
Oh, boy.
This is the only dive coaster in the world that has a 360-degree loop, and it's floorless. Mm. So your feet are dangling the entire ride.
Nope.
So time for the wake-up call to weigh in. Are we getting on this roller coaster?
Not a chance. Not if I have a death wish.
No?
No.
You wouldn't even just try it just for fun.
I don't care if it was a weekend wager loss or you were paying me cold hard cash.
Not at all.
You will not get me on that thing ever.
Oh my gosh, Marshall. Would you try the roller coaster?
This one sounds pretty extreme. You know, as a kid, I loved them, but not so much anymore. Yeah.
I'm such a baby
really?
When it comes to these, and I feel like I'm missing out sometimes. So I'll go on YouTube and I'll watch like the point of view version of like the roller coaster. That way I feel like I'm actually on it, and I'll still get chills when like they get to the top and they will drop. I just cannot do it.
Yeah, I'm the type of person watching that kind of stuff. I get like the sweaty palms. I'm like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. But I think I would... do it. Just to say that I've done it, I probably wouldn't get back in line to do it again, but just to try it and be like, I'm good.
You
okay.
Go do it. Tell us how it was.
I'll record it for you guys.
Yeah.
I'll put it up on YouTube. All right, how about this one? The Sky Bridge. It just opened last Friday in Tennessee. It is the longest pedestrian suspension bridge in the U.S. It's over 680 feet long, 5 feet wide. It can hold 500 people at the same time, and it features glass floor paneling. Mm. So you can look down to the valley below you that's 140 feet below.
Yeah.
Do you go across the bridge?
No need to build a glass floor like that. Make it solid so I don't have to see through it. No, I would
okay,
not be
so
one of those. No. Mm-mm.
If it was solid all the way through, would you walk across it still knowing that you're up 140 feet?
Depending on how high the side rails are, yeah.
Maybe, I don't want to be pushed over.
Walking directly in the middle of that road and I don't have to look over the edge. No, that's dangerous. That is scary.
Marshall, yeah, do you go across the bridge?
I would. I'm a nature lover. I'd love to see it, even with the glass floor. The Japanese have built some of these
yes.
glass floor bridges, and they're to me, it's intriguing. Yeah.
See, and I think that'd be a cool thing, too. You'd want to take that picture just for Instagram of, like, look how high I am.
Absolutely. I'll like it from a distance. I will not walk on
not
that bridge.
Doing it, though.
Not going to happen.
Good morning. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Every morning.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
Eli Young Band right here on K-Frog. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. Huge thank you again to those guys
yes.
for playing what was an awesome post-game show out at Angel Stadium Saturday night. Great concert, great game. Oh, my gosh. How many runs were scored, Kelly?
There were a lot.
Remember. Yeah.
Well, halfway through, we were joking. We're like, oh, my gosh, okay, because it was like 2-0 for the longest time. And then it was 4-0, and we were like, okay, now it's getting serious.
And the reasoning we were keeping an eye on the score, because it played into our weekend wager. The wager was if the Angels scored five or more than five,
mm-hmm.
then I win. If it was five or less, then Kelly won. And there was a point where it got to five, and I was like, oh, Kelly, I won. You're like, oh, no, that's not
nope.
what I was like, you're changing the rules. Don't do that.
Didn't matter. Because
it was like, yeah, 6-3 Angels.
It was ridiculous. It was way over five, so... I lost the weekend wager, and punishment was set up was dizzy batter. So we were going to have to spin around, hit the ball, But being that I am 4 months pregnant, I was advised not a good idea that you spin around that much in case you fall down. So we kind of had to adjust mm-hmm. our weekend wager. So instead, we did our blindfolded batter,
which was just as entertaining.
So I was blindfolded. I have my son's little practice bat. I had my son's helmet on. And Anthony was my pitcher. And it's a good thing you're not a pitcher, Anthony.
I did have my my warm-up tosses beforehand, so I feel a little sore. Rotator cuff's kind of bothering me now after how many pitches I had to throw. Marshall called you out for how bad your pitching was. Kelly says, how am I doing? He's like, oh, it's a problem. So, yeah, Kelly was blindfolded. I tossed her a few balls to see if she could hit them blindfolded. Yes, it is a pretty long video since it's hard to do to hit a blindfolded when you have a terrible pitcher. But
the entire thing, you're just flinching. You're like, ugh, you were so scared you were going to get hit by the ball. It was a plastic ball,
but
Anthony.
I was like 5 steps away from you. I'm like, Kelly's going to hit a line drive right back at me. I'm not going to be able to do the rest of the show. Passed out.
Black eye.
Well, you can see the video now. We do actually make contact on one. We finally get
it. One was enough. That was it.
Check out the video now. Head over to K-Frog's Facebook page. You can see it live.
Hey, I call him as I see him.
I just want to see the sunrise in your eyes.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
On the radio.
I listen every morning.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
Darius Rucker right here on K-Frog. Good morning. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
I will admit, I don't keep up with my car as much as I should. But having a toddler in your car, like, you just know your back seat is going to be filled with snacks and toys and things like that. But I will admit, my car is not so bad that I think I should get a ticket for it. This actually happened in England. A guy got a ticket for his car because it was so dirty. The picture of this nasty car was posted on Twitter. You can't even see the floorboards. That's how gross this car is. There's trash. There's old food wrappers. And you have to imagine there's still some food in some of those wrappers just looking at the picture. Now, the problem and the real reason that he received the ticket was because the trash was underneath the pedals. So it caused like a safety hazard. That's why they ticketed him. But when you look at the car, it is just disgusting. And you were talking last week, you were like, that is one of my pet peeves, getting into somebody's car and it's gross.
It is. I would rather have the outside of the car look more dirty than the inside. I can't. If I have to get in, that's I remember I was dating this girl back in high school. It was senior year, and she had one of those cars where all of her clothes, she had like beauty products like curling iron, straightener, food bags, notebooks, because we were still in school. I mean, just everywhere. And I'd been to her house before, a nice house, but she decided just to pretty much live out of her car, and I just couldn't do it. So I got in her car one time, and then after that, I drove us everywhere.
You didn't break up with her over
and then it didn't work out. But yeah, I can't do the dirty car thing.
See, and I have to pimp out my husband on this one. He's really bad about this. He has a long commute when he goes to work. So it's always, the car's always filled with coffee mugs that still have like the coffee ring in it. And I'm like, that's just gross. Like, when you're done, take it out, bring it in, and we'll wash it like we do with all of our other dishes. And he had spilled something in the car, and we recently switched cars. So he's driving my car, and I'm driving his truck. And so I think that's why it irritates me even more.
Because now you have to have the dirty car.
Well, yeah, when we switch back. But he spilled something and didn't clean it up. And so here I am. I'm like cleaning the car. And he's like, what are you doing? I was like, that's gross. This is still my car. Can you keep it nice? I don't know. It's just, it grosses me out.
Is he listening right now? Is he on the way to work?
No. It's the only reason I say that, because he's not listening right now. All right. We thought it would be fun, though. Let's pimp out other people for their dirty cars.
Yeah.
We all know that sometimes we can let our cars go, but that's excusable. Everybody else, you're a pig.
Yeah. Call them out right now. Whatever was the grossest, dirtiest thing you found in someone's car, let us know. You can call or text us that number, 888-431-3764.
The morning comes.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
I wake up, I turn on the radio.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
Good morning, 7:07. We are pimping some people out, talking about the dirtiest cars you've ever been in.
These are so gross. Some of these text messages are gag-worthy. Here's a nice girlfriend, though, weighing in from the 909. She says, my boyfriend's car is disgusting, so I actually cleaned it out for him. I took out 2 bags of trash. His only reaction was he thought somebody broke into his car.
Where's all my trash at?
Yeah, not to steal your trash. That's not happening.
That's a good girlfriend, but 2 bags?
That's a lot of junk.
That's dirty. All right, this one's coming in from the 951. It says, my Jeep was so dirty, there was old food, spoiled, moldy chocolate milk,
ew,
crumbs, etc. It was so bad. Ugh. I had ants and maggots in it.
Ew.
Like, dude, what are you doing?
How do you get in your car knowing, you know, the smell of that is probably
right.
so bad? Like, is that one of those Febreze commercials where you're just nose blind? You can't smell?
It must
smell?
Be you don't smell the spoiled, moldy ew. Chocolate milk. Oh, that's Oof. Bad.
All right. Who has the dirty car?
My buddy Patrick has the most disgusting car that you've ever seen in your life. I actually asked him for a ride one time because we lived close to each other, and I couldn't even get in the passenger side because it was all filled up with dirty sports equipment, fast food bags, laundry. It was pretty disgusting. So thanks a lot, Patrick.
How bad was the smell? Because just those things you described just make me want to gag.
It was actually so bad I could see it through the window and didn't even attempt to get in.
Oh, no thanks, Patrick. I'm going to walk, homie. Thanks for the offer,
I'll call
but
that Uber
not
right
going to happen.
All right, here's one from 714. It says, when I was in high school, my sister cleaned out my car for me. There was grass growing in the back seat. It had been so long since I'd cleaned my car. And I've
grass?
Heard of that grass. Yes.
Oh, my God.
That's an issue.
Okay, here's one. Yeah, imagine what these people see. The 909 checking in. I work at a car dealership. I have seen some of the grossest stuff. I've had cars come in that still have vomit in
okay.
them.
Oh.
The worst was a guy who let his cat live in his car. I refuse to touch that one. I think
nope.
you're in your, yeah, I think you were totally okay to say that. That's like hazmat pay.
Burn it to the ground
that
right now.
It's gross. All right, who has the dirty car?
So it's my coworker. His name is Al, because I don't want to really embarrass him, but he has the most nastiest, dirtiest car. He has sauces all over the place. I mean, it literally smelled like old sauce from like a breakfast burrito he probably had like 3 weeks ago. Clothes in there. It was sticky dashboard. Like, oh my God. It was just horrible, horrible, horrible.
Oh, that sounds disgusting. And if that's like your carpool buddy.
Find a new place to work or yep. new carpool buddy.
It's all right. I don't need the carpool lane that bad. I'm good. All right. Well, make sure your ride is cleaned out. We're going to try and hook you up with tickets to Tailgate Fest. The 10 question takeover coming up in just minutes.
Good morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Wake up.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
That's Brett Eldridge here on K-Frog, who we are gearing up to see at Tailgate Fest. Speaking of, we got tickets up for grabs right now. It's another round of the 10-question takeover. You ready?
Let's go.
Let's do this. Question number one. The Preakness took place on Saturday. It's the racing of what animal?
Horse.
Horse is correct.
Question number two. Wayne Brady is the host of this TV game show on CBS.
Something make me laugh. Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Oh, I loved that show.
That is a great show.
That's not it, though.
Not the TV game show we're looking for.
Oh.
All right, so question number two. Do you know the CBS game show we're looking for?
Oh, my God, I know it. Not The Price is Right. Let's Make a Deal.
Let's Make a Deal is correct.
Question number three. Norma Jean was better known as this iconic actress in Gentlemen for Blondes.
Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe is correct.
Question number four. How many nickels make up a dollar?
20.
20 is correct.
Kelly asked me that the other day, and I had to sit there and count on my fingers. It was
he really did.
Embarrassing.
Five,
all right. Moving on. Question five. Last night, this HBO hit show aired its final episode.
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones is correct.
We are on a roll. All right. Question number six. Name one of the teams left in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Not a hockey fan. Redhawks.
Not the Redhawks. Sorry. It's still question number six. Tell us one of the teams left in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
The Kings.
I wish. Sorry. Still on question number six. Tell us one of the teams left in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Is that hockey?
That is hockey.
Sharks.
The Sharks is correct. Yes, that is one of the teams. You could have also said the Blues or the Bruins.
Oh, great.
All right, question seven. What drink is made from espresso, hot milk, and chocolate?
Mocha latte.
A mocha.
We'll take it.
Woo!
All right, here we go. Question number eight. The Peach Pit was a popular hangout on this TV show.
Saved by the Bell.
Oh, no.
That was the max, yeah.
Oh, thanks, guys.
All right, still question number eight. What TV show hung out at the Peach Pit?
Beverly Hills 90210.
You got it.
Question nine. Which Disney movie featured the song Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Beauty and the Beast.
No, not Beauty and the Beast. All right, question 9. What movie are we talking about?
The Lion King.
The Lion King is correct.
All right, here we go. Question number 10. To win tickets to Tailgate Fest, this Tailgate Fest artist married the woman who inspired him to write the songs You Don't Know Her Like I Do and More Than Miles.
Brantley Gilbert?
Brantley Gilbert is correct. You're going out to Tailgate Fest.
Woo! Yay, thank you.
You're going to see Brantley Gilbert and everybody else. Brett Eldridge, Lee Bryce, Clint Black, and so many more. A pair of tickets, all yours.
Awesome. Thank you.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
Carrie from Fontana.
Well, Carrie, you have a great time out at Tailgate Fest. It's going down in August out at Leal Ranch in Eastvale.
Thank you.
I dare you to do that Brantley accent in front of Brantley Gilbert.
He will choke me out.
He would probably kill you, yes. But,
or he'd be like, you sound just like me. We would be best friends.
My language.
A wake up to the country sound.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Good morning.
On 95.1
KFrog. 7:51. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony, and Kelly has your grab and go gossip.
It's brought to you by Dr. Troy Andreasen at plasticsurgery.com, or you can call him at 1-800-NEW-LOOK. Oh my gosh, this video going around has me totally freaked out. Did you see the video of Arnold Schwarzenegger? He was doing an event. It was the Arnold Schwarzenegger Africa Sports Festival in South Africa. He's out there. He's meeting with his fans. Everything seems like it's just a great event. All of a sudden, you can see Arnold Schwarzenegger. He like gets ready to take a picture with somebody, and there's a man in the background. He goes sprinting towards him, jumps, and drop kicks Arnold Schwarzenegger. Now, I mean, Arnold might be older. He's still a big dude to drop kick. Security quickly held him down, and he was escorted out of the building. As he was getting dragged away, you can hear him screaming, "Help me, I need a Lamborghini." Don't think you're going to get one now. As for Arnold Schwarzenegger, he says he's not going to press charges. He said he didn't even realize that he was kicked until he saw the video. He thought he was just being pushed by the public.
No, that's how big of a dude Arnold is.
And that's how little you are, little Lamborghini man. All right, after 2 years of dating, actress Scarlett Johansson and Colin Jost are getting married. The couple announced their engagement over the weekend. This will be his first marriage and her third. So hopefully third time is a charm.
Really? This is her third marriage?
Yeah, I know. It's like she goes through them pretty quick.
I think it'll work for them.
Let's hope so. All right, last night, big night for American Idol. It wrapped up and it all came down to this very dramatic moment.
The winner of American Idol 2019.
Drag it out.
Is Lane Hardy!
Lane Hardy wins the entire thing last night, beating out our local guy, Alejandro, who we were totally rooting for, but I don't think we need to worry about him too much. I mean, the guy's super talented. We're going to see a lot more of him.
Great voice, great songwriting skills. I think he's going to be just fine.
Yes. Now, Lane's win was a big surprise considering he wasn't even planning on auditioning. Now, if you didn't know the backstory, he actually auditioned last year and he didn't make it too far. But this year he went with his friend. She was trying out. And when he went to the audition, the judges said, "Hey, why don't you just give it one more try, dude? You know, just try." So he did. And here he is now, the winner of American Idol. Now, here's where I'm like, okay, I'm super excited for him. That's a big thing. But since he's already auditioned, do you think it's fair for him to be able to come back and audition again and win? Or should it be like, you had your chance. Sorry, we need all new people.
I think if it's those first initial rounds, like when they go to city to city to city, and if you don't make it there, then yeah, I think you should absolutely get to come back and fix whatever it is that the judges will tell you. Say, you know, you need to work on this, you need to work on that.
Right.
So come back and, yeah, make yourself better. I think after you get to a certain point in the show, I don't think you can try out again.
Yeah, but like no, if you get to like the top 20, we don't want to keep seeing you coming back every
year. No, I think if it's that first initial tryout and you come back, yeah, absolutely you should get another shot.
Well, it's amazing time for him. We're going to be seeing a lot of him because he was our country boy. So
right.
I'm sure we will see him at an upcoming show very soon. Hey, stick around. 12K a day on the way. Going to try and get you $1,000. It's as simple as a text message. Your next keyword is on the way at 8:05 right here on KFrog.
Go ahead, turn it up, up, up.
Brightens up your day. Wakes me up and gets me in the mood.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Don't stop it.
On 95.1 KFrog.
Good morning. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony here on a Monday morning. Whenever we come back from the weekend, we always have our weekend wager, winner and loser.
And I am sad to say, I'm a loser again. Gosh, yeah. I am on a losing streak. This one I can credit to the Angels. We were out at the Angels game Saturday night. It was country night. So we decided since we were going to be out there, we'd bet on the game.
Yeah.
We'd bet on the combined score. And the mark was more than 5 runs.
Right.
And so, Anthony, you were the winner. You got to pick if you were going to go more than 5 runs or 5 and under. And you went over. You did some research.
I took the over, yep. I looked at the pitching matchups, and I saw who was on each squad. And then I made a prediction, too, on Friday. I said, well, I can't bet against Mike Trout, and I will guarantee he will go deep in the game. So we're walking in, bottom of the first. What happens?
And that is launched out to deep left field. Big fly for Mike Trout, 1-0 Halos.
We weren't even in our seats yet, and Mike Trout already hits a home run.
Already like, pouring it on, yeah.
Oh, man.
Career homer number 250 for Trout.
I'm done. And then it was kind of quiet, and I was like, okay, I might have a chance. No, I had no chance. By the end of the game, we were well over 6 runs, so I was the loser. And earlier this morning, what we were supposed to do was called dizzy batter.
Mm-hmm.
But given that I'm 4 months pregnant, my doctor said, not a good idea
due
for
to
you to spin
orders.
Around. So we did blindfolded batter instead. I had to wear a blindfold. Anthony pitched me, and I had to try and hit the pitch. And even Marshall called you out for your terrible pitching
yeah,
skills,
what was
Anthony.
That? I was doing just fine, Marshall. It was the batter. She was blind. She couldn't see the ball.
No, you couldn't hit a strike zone to save your soul.
Well, I was
right?
Like 2 feet in front of you, and I was giving you the soft toss, and I was like, she's going to line one back right at me. I, in turn, will be the loser of the weekend wager.
That's what I was hoping. I was really hoping for that. Right? Did make connection on one. It took a while, though, but you can see the video right now.
It's entertaining to watch. You can check it out right now on KFrog's Facebook page.
Waking you up every morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Every morning.
On 95.1 KFrog.
It's 8:23 here at KFrog with the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. Taking a look at what's trending this morning. With a lot of students graduating or about to graduate, the one thing left on their plate are those pesky student loans. Well, over the weekend, technology investor Robert Smith was giving a commencement speech at Morehouse College in Atlanta when he announced he was going to wipe out the student debt of the entire graduating class.
That is amazing. That guy is a hero.
That is just the coolest. With nearly 400 graduating seniors, the pledge to eliminate student debt for the class of 2019 is estimated to be $40 million.
Oh my gosh. Ooh. He just changed all of their lives.
Oh yeah. And Smith received an honorary doctorate from Morehouse during the ceremony. He had already announced a $1.5 million gift to the school. So
this guy's got bucks.
He's rolling in the dough. But yeah, to do that for all those kids going into the real world, not having that debt kind of loom over them, that is awesome.
At least he's doing good with it.
Right. And he also said in the speech that he's hoping that these students will pay it forward someday. Probably not to that extent, $40 million, but maybe something here and there.
I'll buy your Starbucks if you're behind me. All right. The Eiffel Tower is closed down right now because a man is trying to scale the iconic building. Earlier, we were watching the live video. You could see the man dangling just below the third and highest level of the structure. Luckily, you can also see a rescuer. He's the one dressed in red, if you've seen the video. It's right above him. Police haven't released how the man got past security to make it onto the building. A team of firefighters, including the climbing specialist, is on scene and in touch with the intruder. Right now, police have no idea what his motivations are. This is not the first time someone has attempted to climb the Eiffel Tower. Back in 2015, James Kingston climbed it without safety ropes and without permission. And that's kind of what this guy is doing right now. Just to give you an idea how big the Eiffel Tower is, it's about the same height of an 81-story building. Watching the video, my hands were sweating for this guy because he has no safety precautions on him. He's just in like jeans and a black leather jacket. He looks like he's auditioning for Mission Impossible 48.
And I didn't know that was the guy because I had eyes on the rescuer.
The guy in
the
red.
And I thought he was the guy that was like, that's got to be the guy because that was the only one you could see. But he's kind of tucked in more inside of the tower. And some news feeds had it. They had some aerial shots where they were kind of like zooming in on it. So then they would pan out and you actually saw how tall the tower was. But oh, it's just, yeah, it makes your knees shake.
Well, and I think a lot of the reason they've cut a lot of the video, too, if you've gone back to look at the video now, you can't see it.
It's
or you
gone.
See just the rescuer because they're worried this guy could jump.
Yeah, and they don't want to show that.
No, not at all. Not on live TV.
So if we hear something, we'll let you know.
We'll let you know. Hopefully it's good news.
Hey, come on, wake up.
Waking up. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Puts me in a good mood for the day.
Uplifting.
Very funny.
On 95.1 KFrog.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.